Unit 31. The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was one of the greatest civilizations in history. Although experts argue over the exact details, there's no question that Rome was the most influential nation in European history. In fact, for many, it is still the triumphant symbol of the West's cultural heritage. Why then did Rome fall? Edward Gibbons traced the history of the city and the empire in his famous study, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. In its youth, Rome was powerful and full of energy. Rome was well known as a militant culture, and its imperial ambitions were spread by conquest. The Romans considered other Europeans to be barbarians, and they civilized them by force. As it matured, though, Rome lost its vitality. It was stable, but no longer growing. Finally, in its old age, the institutions of the empire gave the illusion of stability, but in fact, Rome had already been corrupted from the inside and thus died. It's easy to see that Gibbons was using a metaphor. The empire was like a person. This biological analogy was quite apt. Civilizations pass through the same phases as a living creature does. They are born, they grow up, they lose their vitality, they decay, and, like all living things, they die. Some experts go so far as to say that this process is inevitable for all civilizations.
Vocabulary.
Decline.
As Bob grew older, his children noticed a decline in his strength.
Triumphant.
The school's team was triumphant in every game this season.
Heritage.
Stella learned about her cultural heritage through stories and songs.
Militant.
The militant political group caused violence during the elections.
Imperial.
The youngest member of the Japanese imperial family was born in 2006.
Conquest.
Napoleon's conquest of Europe ended when his army was defeated in Russia.
Barbarian.
The Chinese built the Great Wall to protect themselves from barbarians.
Civilize.
200 years ago, Europeans felt they had to civilize the rest of the world.
Vitality.
Without exercise, the body will lose its vitality and flexibility.
Institution.
The radicals wanted to overthrow all of society's institutions.
Illusion.
Credit cards can make you feel rich, but it is an illusion.
Corrupt.
The spirit of the competition was corrupted by corporations looking for new singers.
Metaphor.
The poet used the image of a rose as a metaphor for love.
Biological.
Some experts say that having children is a biological necessity.
Analogy.
The speaker used a camera as an analogy to explain how the eye works.
Apt.
The weightlifter had the apt name of Armstrong.
Phase.
During the first phase of the project, the team researched the market.
Decay.
The theater was once a cultural center, but its influence has decayed.
Inevitable.
After losing its best player, the team's defeat was inevitable.